Hey, is Bill in, please?
Speaking.
Hey, Bill. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. I'm a senior underwriter here. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected?
Yeah, give me 1 second to grab a pen here. Go ahead, Ruben.
So I just had a few questions for you. Feel free to stop me anytime. So the first question I have is, have you already purchased the dump truck or are you about to purchase it?
No, I already purchased it.
Did you pay cash or is the seller just waiting for you to pay?
No, I paid cash.
You paid cash. Oh, so you're looking to get reimbursed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just to confirm, this is a private party, not a dealer you purchased from. Is that correct?
I bought it through a... I guess it's a Ritchie Brothers auction through at Petrowski's Auto Auction.
Oh, so this is a Ritchie Brothers auctioneer.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, this is Circle Line Equipment. An equipment seller sold this to you. Okay, I thought this was a private party sale. Give me 1 second.
Well, no, it must have been, there must have been Petrowski Ritchie Brothers acting as the agent at the auction for the owner, I guess.
Okay. So is Circle Line Equipment a dealer, for someone who's in the business of selling equipment, or is it just...
No, I don't think so. I think that's my guess. I'd have to guess at this because the company that had it owned it, operated it, and acted like the owner, because I called them after I bought it just to find out a little background information about the truck before I decide to keep anything like this. You know, I check them out. So
yeah.
It was New York Asphalt Company, and I suspect that they have their own equipment company, an asset equipment company that they bring all their equipment through.
Mm-hmm. Let me just do a brief search online while we're here so I can figure this out for you pretty quickly. Bear with me. I'm going to figure this out. The reason I'm asking all these questions is there's a significant difference between a private party sale, mm-hmm. we do both, and a dealer sale and someone who's in the business of selling equipment. As a reference point, there's multiple lenders in our sphere that actually just outright refuse to do anything with a private individual or business selling equipment. And that's simply because there's issues on the back end. People aren't happy, and so they've kind of gone away from that. But I'm just going to Google this company. And did you write a check to Ritchie Brothers or to Circle Line Equipment?
I wrote it out to Petrowski Auctioneers, which is a... they just were acquired by Ritchie Brothers.
Okay. So... do we have a copy of that check or that invoice? Because all I'm seeing here is a... go ahead. All I see here is a bill of sale between yourself and Circle Line Equipment.
No, they asked for... Do you have the 6 months bank statements? And do you have the other stuff?
I do have the bank statements.
You do?
I do, yes.
We just provided what... I think it, not Sam... who started this thing, calling me in the beginning? He's not around anymore. He only started this, middle of last week.
Okay.
Give me a name, and I'll tell you.
Oh, I see this. I see a wire to Petrowski's auctioneers. So it looks like you paid them, and they did a payoff. Okay, I gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So that's what it looks like. Okay.
Okay.
Makes sense. So a few quick questions for you. Number one, if you have a pen handy, would you be able to get us a copy of the invoice that shows, where that amount is? Because I only have a bill of sale between you and Circle Line. I do not have an invoice between yourself and Petrowski.
I can send you whatever I got. I got a wire transfer I did for the cash amount, and I have a bill of sale from Petrowski.
Yeah, I don't have that bill of sale from Petrowski. I only have a bill of sale between yourself and Circle Line, so that'd be very helpful. You can send that to, can I give you my email?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's R Goldstein, that's RGOLDSTEIN @ bankofcardiff.com. Can you read that back to me?
Hang on a minute. So good. R Goldstein @ bankofcardiff.com.
Bank of Cardiff. So RGOLDSTEIN at bankofcardiff.com. And if you want, you can send me a test email while we're on the phone. I can make sure we received it.
You know what? I'm sitting in my car waiting to be picked up by somebody here. Give me a phone number. You were going to give me that in case.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I'd give it to you. It's 858-866-9102.
Wait a minute.
Take your time.
858, say again.
866-9102. But that's more of an ancillary part of the closing of the loan. From what I understand, that is, and you can just speak as frankly to me as possible, I don't take it the wrong way, that you've got a few offers on the table and you're trying to find, you know, the best deal. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, this happens in our business all the time. We're a bit of a unique player in that we offer all different types of equipment financing and business loans to businesses such as yourself. But I think in this situation, I can understand your point. Every relationship has to start from somewhere. Can you tell me about what you've been offered, what you're looking for?
Yeah. Hang on 1 minute because my ride just got here.
Sure.
And I'll continue as soon as I drop in this car. I'm not going to have a pen and paper with me anymore at this point.
It's okay.
All right, hang on. Hey, sorry. Go ahead.
All right. So what kind of offers do you have?
I've got one offer from Wells Fargo at 3.99 for a year, and then they want to go up 150 basis points for the balance. They'll run it out to 60 months. I got another deal. Is
that a business loan or a personal loan?
I don't know. No, definitely not business, and definitely not a personal.
Does it go on your personal credit or no? Are they treating it like a car loan, essentially?
You know, to be honest with you, no, it's not a car loan. I think they sent me an invitation and said I was approved for $100,000, and I just picked up off of that, and then I had my office to send in the information, but I did not do it in my personal name. But that was only for a year, and then they go up 150 basis points after that.
So it goes up to 3.49% after that?
Yeah. No,
do you have to put
anything
down on that?
No, it goes up from 3.99. It goes up 150 basis points.
Oh, is it 2.99 or 3.99?
3.99.
All right, so it goes up to 5.4% for the balance.
Yes.
Okay. Then is there any money down?
The other one... No. Then the next one is a company that I'm already have done business with, and they call. I guess it is a lease, but they're saying that it's up to me if I can pay it off any time after 1 year, because when you calculate it out, it ends up being more than I would want to pay because they go for 60 months at a payment, which when I calculate it, comes out to like 5.25. And I can pay it off any time after 1 year. There's no penalty on it.
Okay.
Now, I'm already doing business with them on something.
What company is that?
Oh, boy. I could tell you this while sitting in my office. I apologize for that, but Steve Garvey. I can remember the guy's name, but I don't know. But here,
I'm sorry.
No,
sir. Can you hear me?
Hang on 1 second.
Sure.
1 second. I just went through a bad spot. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I think it's either Purity or I don't know. I can't recall it. I got it in my office.
Okay. What have you been offered there?
That would average out to about 5.25.
Okay.
So that's why I said to your originator that called me, And again, you may know who that was. I just don't have his name. Maybe it was Sam somebody, maybe.
Yeah, but you said that's a 5.25% offer?
Yeah. Yeah.
And is this an APR or a simple rate?
That was, see, when I figured it out, I was doing a, I did it like you would amortize a bank loan, and mm-hmm. that's how I came up to 5.25.
What kind of payments were on that?
You mean how much were the monthlies?
Yeah.
Again, I'm sorry, I just don't have it in front of me.
No worries.
See, what I told your originator that called me, I just said, look, if you guys can be competitive and aggressive, I know I have good credit and I could support that. If you thought it could be, competitive or good numbers, then, let's go forward with it. But I said, other than that, let's not waste each other's time.
No, I understand that. I think here's kind of my thought process, and do you mind if I kind of share what I think Bank of Carter can do for you?
No, go ahead.
You do have really good credit. Your credit profile is actually really similar to myself. I have really, really good credit. And so you're able to go out in the marketplace and just borrow money very, very cheaply for a specific asset. For a truck, you've got 18 million people throwing offers at you because there's very few chance that you won't pay back. You got 400 grand in your bank account, so... there's very, very little risk. What do I think we can do for you here? It's a little different. And sometimes our relationships don't start on just winning one deal, but just talking to customers the way that they should, that we'd want to be talked to and being told the truth.
Sure.
I can put together an offer for you, but you got some really, really strong offers. You got people clawing to give you money. And I think it's because the asset is really strong. I'm going to tell you a little about what we do and how we're a little different. So in addition to truck financing, we offer all different types of equipment financing, new and used. That means we can finance a lot of assets that many other lenders will not do. What is your main line of business? What do you do for a living?
I do real estate development, and I do construction site work more specifically, but I do a little bit of general contracting, and I do real estate development. I own some buildings, assets, and that are rental properties, commercial and office.
Okay. Well, here's what I think we can do. Just to give you kind of a little feedback, we do all types of capital financing. I think you've got an amazing offer from Wells Fargo. I think it's mm-hmm. splitting hairs, and I think I hope you did this doesn't run you the wrong way, but ultimately, I think everybody's going to be within $20 on an offer. It's probably not even worth your time at that point to save $20 a month. What can we do that's a little unique? So unlike the Wells Fargos and the super prime, super good credit only lenders of the world, we're willing to take risk. So there's two products that I'd like to tell you about that we might be able to develop a relationship. One is for all other types of equipment. Very easy program to get up to, 150 grand with us. We've got a pretty liberal credit window. The second thing is, you said you're a real estate developer. A lot of business owners we're looking for, they're not just looking for equipment financing. They're also looking for cash. They're always looking for an opportunity to borrow money and use that and make money on top of that money. And we have a product called a working capital loan. Are you familiar with this product or no?
No. Hey, Ruben, only because you're in California, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I apologize. I just had a standing appointment that I'm just driving into right now.
How about I give you a call back Monday?
Yeah, that'd be great. So you get in, what, at
6
in the morning? Good for you. You can give me a call anytime then after you're in.
Cool. I'll give you a call first thing on Monday morning.
All right. Thanks, Ruben.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Sorry, guys.